Speaking of the NFL draft, nobody does it better than we do it here on The Ticket. And, of course, leading our draft charge every year is Norm. And we check in now with our old buddy, Norm, who is joined by his old buddy, Rick Goose Goslin from the Dallas Morning News. It's Norm and the Goose.
Hey, good morning and a happy good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Norman Elizabeth Hitchkiss, and I dearly thank you for listening. Here on the show, we do the draft the way the draft is supposed to be done. We do it the way Jesus would want it done if he were in AM radio in Dallas. Joining us now, and the babe, diggy-dibby-dillin, it's the man with the biggest brain and the most sexual stamina of anyone I've ever known. The late, great Rick Goose Goslin, also known as the Goobies.
Morning, Norman.
Please, welcome, Goose. Welcome, my big-wienered friend. Okay.
Oh. It's the most wonderful time of the year, Norman.
Well, I think that's Christmas.
No, there is no God.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
gosh.
Goose, your prognostication's so beautiful, so accurate.
Nobody works up a mock like me, Norm.
Oh, it's almost otherworldly. You're like the sweet honey dripping from the breast of a statue representing accuracy.
Nobody does it like me. You know, there's a science to this thing that those morons that you work with up there at that station mock, but it's a science. I'm a scientist.
Well, that's right. Goose, how do you do it? You're so accurate year after year after year after...
Well, I'll tell you
after,
what,
I'm not finished. I like to overtalk. After year after year,
I'm
still making the same point year and year. How do you do it? What's your secret?
Well, being a 51-year-old virgin has its benefits. I'm asexual, and that allows me to concentrate on football without the distractions of the temptations of the flesh, Norman.
The Goobies! We're continuing with the Goose. My name is Norman John Hinckley Hitchkiss. You're listening to the draft. We're supposed to be done. We're Goose stepping with Rick Goslin here. Okay, Goose. I haven't even finished my first question. I was going to ask, what happens in the first pick? Who do the Rams take?
Sam Bradford.
Well, do you think that...
That's quarterback in the draft.
Okay, but is...
Can't pass him up.
But
6'4".
But I...
Accuracy.
Oh, no, but you...
Handsome.
Ooh, Goose, I like that last little knuckle. Use that. Can I use that as a little note?
I would like that, Norman.
My name is Norman Adolph Hitchkiss. We're visiting with the Goose.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you see our own NFL franchise? Let me finish. Dallas Cowboys, boys, who are they going to take in 27 games?
Dez Bryant, Norman. Value pick. You trade up, you get a guy who should go at 13. He goes at 14. That's a value pick.
So the Cowboys will trade up to take Dez Bryant in the middle of the first round. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I thought I said that very clearly.
Okay, but I'd just like to restate things.
Why are you treating me like a grade schooler?
It's just I like to be condescending on the radio. It's kind of my hallmark. Okay. Goose, who slides Clawson in the first round? Jimmy Clawson, wow, Goose.
Yep, maybe out of the first.
Who will
C.J. Spiller
tragically die before he ever plays a down in the NFL? Goes, how do you know that?
I can't reveal my sources, Norman. You know that.
It's a horse at the end.
Say goodbye to each other.
Boy, they're both wound up on draft day.
That's the chemistry between those two.
That's great that we get that draft day preview from Norm and the Goose here, as the draft is just about 10 hours off. Awesome stuff. 8:45.